You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. Democratic Party leaders in Texas and nationally are condemning San Antonio area congressional candidate Maureen Galindo over comments widely criticized as anti-Semitic. Galindo's running in the Democratic primary runoff for the newly redrawn District 35. She's posted several controversial comments on social media, including that she wants the Karn ICE detention center turned into a, quote, prison for American Zionists, end quote. Galindo denies being anti-Semitic and says her criticism is aimed at Zionism. Democratic lawmakers say they will push to expel Galindo from Congress if she's elected. The Texas Democratic Party also condemned Galindo's comments and endorsed her runoff opponent, Bexar County Sheriff's Deputy Johnny Garcia. City leaders in San Antonio are moving forward with a proposal to rename Cesar Chavez Boulevard back to Durango Boulevard. The request was led by District 5's Terry Castillo and was quickly approved by Councilmember Misty Spears.
Durango's a great name, has a lot of history behind it, so I'm very happy about that.
The proposal follows months of public feedback and community listening sessions after allegations surfaced accusing the labor leader of abusing girls and women. A city survey asking residents about the name change found 65% of respondents were in favor of restoring the Durango name. With final approval, funds originally budgeted for the annual Cesar Chavez March will instead be used to help residents and businesses cover the costs tied to changing addresses, documents, and signage. The renaming is expected to cost the city more than $200,000. The San Antonio Spurs are headed home with the Western Conference final tied at one game apiece after a 122-113 loss to Oklahoma City in Game 2 last night. Victor Wembanyama finished with 21 points and 17 rebounds, but the Spurs struggled with turnovers and injuries. After the loss, Wembanyama said the Spurs have to be sharper down the stretch.
We didn't do a great job at it today, but we need some poise for sure. Taking care of the ball, helping, you know, the main ball handlers, and being aggressive.
Rookie Dylan Harper left the third quarter with a right leg injury. De'Aaron Fox missed his second straight game with an ankle injury. Game 3 is tomorrow night at the Frost Bank Center in San Antonio. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. It'll air on NBC and stream on Peacock. San Antonio International Airport officials announced Wednesday they have received a grant from the government under the Bipartisan Infrastructure Bill of 2021. TPR's Jerry Clayton has more.
The $10 million grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Federal Aviation Administration will help support Phase 6 of the new 850,000-square-foot Terminal C. The grant came through the final round of the Airport Terminal Program under the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. The highly competitive grant cycle drew 588 applications from airports across the country requesting a combined $7.1 billion in funding, with only $1 billion available nationwide. The Terminal C project will add 18 gates to accommodate increased demand at the airport and is expected to be completed in late 2028. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
Stinson Airport in San Antonio also received a grant under the program for $51,000 for the upgrade of an air traffic control system. The city of San Antonio is taking a long look at one of its most treasured landmarks, the Riverwalk. It's asking for public input to help shape its future. The city's Office of Historic Preservation is leading a new strategic plan aimed at keeping the 80-year-old waterway competitive and vibrant for decades to come. Chief Downtown Officer Shannon Shea Miller told TPR's The Source that the goal goes beyond simple repairs.
We know how important the Riverwalk is, so we want to make sure that we're making decisions that look holistically at all the improvements that should be made. And so we're evaluating, you know, maintenance issues and planting plans and operational side of things, but then also public art opportunities and wayfinding and how people access the river.
More than 7,300 residents and visitors have already responded to the city's survey. Concerns raised include parking, accessibility, cleanliness, and the need for more family-friendly spaces. You can learn more at tpr.org. Just search for The Source. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.